Hello, VoiceTubers. How's it going? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is Sean, and it's nice to hear from you guys again. The topic of today's video is why do Americans smile so much? Actually, I think it depends on the situation and where you are. I didn't feel that Americans smile so much when I was in New York. But I'm sure that they are still, you know, like friendly and nice. So what about you guys? Have you been to the States? And do you think Americans smile a lot? All right, let's move on to our sentence today. Cultural differences in smiling don't just confuse foreign tourists visiting the United States. They also come as a surprise for American companies doing business abroad. Cultural differences in smiling don't just confuse foreign tourists visiting the United States. They also come as a surprise for American companies doing business abroad. All right, let's move on to our vocabularies. 第一个是 cultural。那 cultural 它当形容词，它是有文化的或者人文的意思。The Great Wall in China is a well-known cultural heritage site. 那中国的长城是著名的文化遗产。那这边的 cultural heritage site 就是文化遗产的意思。那 cultural 是由 culture 这个名词衍生出来的。那 culture 这个字是有文化的意思。I had a great cultural shock when I traveled to China for the first time. 那我第一次去中国的时候有很大的文化冲击。这边的文化冲击指的就是 cultural shock. Cultural shock. 再来下一个单字是 confuse. Confuse. Confuse 当作动词来使用，它有使困惑或是混乱的意思。Stop confusing me.Tell me one thing at a time. 啊，不要再把我搞混了，一次说一件事情就好。接下来是 complicate. Complicate. 那 complicate 它有使复杂化、使费解的意思，就是当动词来使用。比如说 ，It will only complicate the situation if you invite his ex-girlfriend.那如果你邀请了他的前女友，只会让整个情况变得更复杂。再来是 simplify， simplify， 那它就是 complicate 的相反，意思是简化或是精简的意思。你可以说 He tried to simplify the story for his younger brother， 他把故事简单化，为了讲给他弟弟听。再来下一个单字是 tourist。Tourist， 那 tourist 还有观光的人或是旅游者的意思。那你可以说 the tourist season 或是 the tourist attraction 指的就是旅游旺季或是旅游胜地的意思。For example, London is very busy during the tourist season. 那伦敦在旅游季节的时候很繁忙。再来是 tour。那 tour 就有旅行或是旅游甚至是巡视的意思。We went on a guided tour of the old town. 我们参加了旧城的导览行程。再来一样有旅行的意思的单字是 journey. Journey. He went on a long journey during the summer last year. 那他去年夏天去了趟长途的旅行。再来最后一组单字是两个长得很像的单字。第一个是 abroad。abroad。那 abroad 有在国外或是到国外的意思。你可以说 ,He decided to move abroad after he graduated from college. 那他大学毕业后决定搬到国外生活。那另外一个单字是 aboard。aboard。那 aboard 它也是当成副词来使用，但它的意思是 可能上任何的交通工具，比如说上船、上飞机、上公车或是上火车等等，或是比如说在任何的交通工具上面。比如说 The flight attendants welcomed us aboard， 那空服员们欢迎我们登机。那这边的 aboard 就是指的是登机，就是上飞机的意思。Alright, that's all for our pronunciation challenge, and I'll see you next time. Bye!